104.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
I want to tell you my secret.
Everyone has a secret.
Secrets.
Secrets is powered by Treasure Island Resort and Casino. So what superstition do you secretly believe? I refuse to ever say Bloody Mary or Candyman into the mirror.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me of my childhood.
Oh,
every school had that rumor, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
Oh, the girl got taken out. She said it three times.
Oh, we've got another weirdo like Ken Barlow. I have to have my radio volume on an even number. Odd numbers are bad. Don't you know that, Ken?
Obviously not.
That is so funny. I put my fingers on the window when crossing over train tracks for good luck. What? So you have printed up windows? That would drive me nuts.
Oh man.
Oh, that is a weird one. Why did that just come to be? Oh, fingers on the window is good luck.
Oh, yeah, that is weird. That has to be families old.
Or holding a thumbs up when you pass the cemetery. Nope, I'm okay. Thumbs up.
Still alive.
Thumbs up, seven up. Remember that game?
Oh, yes, heads up, 7-Up.
That's what
yes.
it was.
Yes, yeah. Oh, I loved that.
And then didn't you have to put your head down and your
yep.
thumbs up?
And then somebody touched it. Remember yeah. you touched your thumb? Oh, gosh,
yeah.
that's fun.
That was a good time.
Really?
Gosh.
I mean, do kids do that these days?
I don't know. It's probably not politically correct.
Oh.
Yeah, don't touch my thumb. I didn't tell you.
Yeah. I can't step on cracks in the sidewalk. Step on a crack, break your mother's back.
Yep.
Oof. Well, that explains Twyla.
Oh,
I must
boy.
Have stepped on a few too many cracks and I didn't know it.
Yeah, BS. I saw you outside jumping up and down on that crack.
We helped.
I take 5-minute potty breaks at work. 5-minute potty breaks at work? Is that I think that's more of a declaration.
Yeah.
Like, than I'm a superstition. Having a little
break. Yeah. Yeah, that's just you standing your ground, apparently.
Okay.
People must think you have tummy troubles.
If I look at the clock at 11:11, I make a wish. There's a lot of people that do that one.
Yep. Me.
Yep.
But I have a friend who has to touch the clock or else it doesn't count.
Oh.
Yep. See? I love these little quirks.
Yeah.
I touch the roof of my car when going under an overpass.
Oh, that's yep, got it. Touched it. Tap.
Touched it. Okay. Going over train tracks, lift the feet up and touch the seat belt buckle at the same time. It's a very odd thing to do as a teen, but I've continued to do it. I won't walk under a ladder to avoid bad luck. I know it's silly, but I still do it.
Okay, I get that.
When I drive past a hearse, I have to grab a button. Otherwise, I'll be the next to die.
What if you don't have a button?
What are these weird quirks? Where does this come from?
I don't know, because I bet you if you didn't grab a button, you'd still be alive.
No, you have to say it for Dez. A button.
A button. Button. You just make sure you grab yourself a button.
Oh, mittens and buttons.
And if you have buttons on your mittens, even better. I won't pick up a penny if it falls. Or if it's tails. I'm sorry. If it's tails, yeah. I won't pick it up.
Okay. Pick it up. If it's heads, it's good luck.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
See
heads
a penny,
up,
pick
luck.
It up all day long. You'll have good luck.
Well, it doesn't say anything about head, Des. That was a bad example.
Well, it always has to be on heads.
Okay. If I have a bad thought, like me getting into an accident, I have to say the opposite out loud so it won't happen. I know it's strange. I won't get in a car accident. Or do you have to say it in the affirmative? I will drive safely today.
Yeah, I was going to say, because if that's the case, say, Crisco will win the lottery.
Yeah. Superstition I still adhere to is if you clip your toenails on Sunday, you will have bad luck the next week. I know it's weird, but it's passed down from my grandma, and I still do it.
Boy.
Okay.
I must have clipped a lot of Sunday toenails.
Yeah, I believe right. an old Irish superstition to not tell anyone your dream within a day of having the dream because it's bad luck. Again, I've never heard that one either. My superstition is if I call in for Love It or List It, then my name won't be called for double your paycheck. Dumb, I know, but I believe it.
Oh, because you'll be distracted, but we'll still be talking to you when you call in for Love Them or List Them. Okay.
Hey, heads up. That name has been selected, and so you're already good.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do to, like, jinx it all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're fine. You can call in.
And we'd love to hear your voice two times.
Yeah, right? Would that be amazing? We hear from Becky and then call Becky back.
Exactly.
I love this. I'm a nurse in an emergency department, and we never use the Q word, otherwise known as quiet. Any newbie who's so foolish to use that word is quickly corrected, like, wow, it's really quiet in the emergency department tonight.
Oh.
Oh, now you've
Shut
opened
up.
The floodgates.
Yeah, you jinx it.